of lending.com.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call locally owned St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate to take advantage of their amazing spring special.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the
join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
accumulated deeply rooted waste from your colon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March...
What?
Tuesday the 13th.
Yeah.
A March 13th edition Opinions Playhouse. I know, that's one of the dumbest things we do. And we're going to keep doing it till the day we die. This edition of the Playhouse brought to you by Window World. WindowWorld.com, the number one window company in the United States. Nobody comes close. A lot of people copy them. They copy their prices, they copy their phrasing, but they're not Window World.
Hey!
Around the horn we go, starting these introductions with our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every 3 months.
They sure do.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You heard earlier another fantastic Wood Report. This was your host for that report and will be again next Tuesday. The hostess with the mostest, Tina Marie Dalpia. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. I'm excited. Happy birthday to Uranus.
Yes.
231 years old today.
That is right. Discovered 231 years ago today, Uranus.
William Herschel discovered it. We're celebrating here at the station with some fudge brownies.
William
Herschel?
And some prunes?
A Herschel squirt?
Herschel, yeah. Fudge brownies and
Herschel Highway.
Yeah, birthday kisses for Uranus today.
Well, as we should.
Chocolate.
As
it should be those chocolate mini donuts.
Yeah, good.
You people are disgusting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the one who's not participating in all that. I take it so far, and then I know when to walk away. These morons don't. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Good to see you, Hebe. Great job. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is kind, Ian.
No, I didn't know that.
What?
Red Boy is celebrating the birthday of the discovery of Uranus. The chocolate what?
Cheese.
Chocolate cheese.
Wow.
No thanks.
I've never had
cheese
that.
Cheese curds.
I'll pass on those.
Cheese curds. I hate that name, curd.
Yeah, me too.
Because it reminds me of another word. I can't think of what it is. It's,
they look
bird,
like them,
like
too.
Like a bird, maybe?
Bird. I think that's it. Bird.
Yep.
I don't want to eat a bird.
Yeah.
So when I hear the word curd, it makes me think. That's it. That's the word I was trying to think
they
of.
They look
bird.
Like little droppings, too. I don't know if you've
what
ever seen
what
curd.
Does.
Cheese curds?
Yeah.
Bird droppings.
Yeah. What is cottage cheese? What is that?
I won't eat that. I don't know.
Oh, I eat cottage cheese.
I actually kind of like it.
Just the look of it. It looks turned.
But I don't know why I like it because it really, Dan, it doesn't have any taste.
It's whatever you put on it, right? It's like salt and pepper or fruit or, yeah.
I didn't know that.
But there's something about the consistency. It's like ice cream or something.
Ice cream?
Yeah, I can eat it.
Chunky ice cream.
Those little bumpy things in it?
It's not my favorite thing. You know what else I don't know what it is tapioca. What is that?
Ooh,
what is
rice
that?
Pudding.
I like tapioca.
Is that what the little lumps are?
I think it's a type of rice, yeah.
I love tapioca.
Yeah, I won't eat that either.
Well, why not?
Because he doesn't like the bumpies?
Yeah, it looks like maggots.
Isn't it pretty much just...
maggots found their way into some pudding.
But isn't it pretty much like vanilla pudding with some bumps in it?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I won't eat
much.
It.
Well, reminds me of. Enough of that. We're brought to you by Window World.
Oh,
Window
Bruce, World. You want to bring Bruce?
Oh, Bruce Limprist.
Oh, yeah. How about these guys? Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah, sorry, Bruce. Sorry.
Okay. Boy, they were waiting there with all their hands on their instruments.
And they felt aggravated.
You take your hands off your instruments.
Yeah. You're teasing us.
Yeah. You know, there are very few windows that have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows have that seal of approval. The highest-ranking window retailer in overall customer satisfaction. That's according to J.D. Power and Associates. That's not according to me or even according to Window World. Ranked number one in number of windows sold in the United States by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. They're a huge corporate partner of St. Jude Children's Hospital. And in a few weeks, I'm going to be hitting a couple of you up for seats at the trivia table for the big Window World St. Jude Trivia Night. It's May. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. It's May 19th. And we did it last year, and we blew every other radio station away with what we were able to contribute, thanks to a couple of very generous listeners who sat at the table, the trivia table. So we'll talk about that later. But I want you to know they're real tight with St. Jude Children's Hospital, the hospital that never turns a kid away, even if they can't afford to pay. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. And just about 8 years or so in business, they have put Window World windows in over 30,000 homes in the St. Louis area. Any size, white, vinyl, double-hung windows, $189. And if you see an ad for windows and it says $189, take a second look at it, because the copycats of the world deliberately price inferior windows at the same price, hoping you'll confuse them with Window World. Don't. Make sure it's Window World, and the way to know that you've gone to the right place is go to this website, windowworld.com. That's windowworld.com. You can call them in St. Louis at 314-993-1800, and they're now offering 6 months same-as-cash financing with approved credit. windowworld.com. All right, we're running this Cardinals party room, party suite commercial, and unless I misheard it, we're going to play it again. In the beginning, it says, your party suite, you can accommodate up to 30 people. But then they have the voice of somebody who's supposed to have had a party there and says, yeah, we had 40 people in there. Play it again.
Here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. Deep in the left field. Back on.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11
That's
World
not the
Champions.
Party suite commercial.
The Redbirds
it must be the second half of it.
12 and 12.
Wow. And it is the second half where Rooney
season
Rooney
long, right
starts.
Here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinals.
Okay, yeah, you'll hear John Rooney, then you hear the party suite.
Single game tickets are on sale right now.
Listen to how many it'll hold and then how many this one person had in there.
Fans, have you ever thought about treating a group of 30 or more to a Cardinals game?
I'm sorry, stop it. 30 or more. 30 or more. I misheard. 30 or more. All right. So you can get 40 in there. All right. See? I misheard. I'm glad I played it again. The, $1,500 from Mike for the Make-A-Wish Foundation for the opportunity to sit with us for an hour in the studio. We're going to end that and close it out today. If anybody wants to call in the next half hour before the show is over and bump that bid from $1,500 up to $2,000. It's for the Make-A-Wish. All of it, every dollar, goes to the Make-A-Wish Foundation to come in and hang out with us in the studio. If you want to blow Mike out of the water, you need to come up with a couple of grand. He's at $1,500. And if we don't hear from anybody and you don't call these numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS, then Mike gets it for $1,500. Thank you, Mike. World's tallest man currently is a guy who is 8'3". I saw him on television this morning. I think they had him up in New York City. They were doing some tests. Some doctors have shut down his pituitary gland or whatever. Whatever it is that was causing him to grow, they have stopped it. So they have just now stopped his growth.
Oh, a little too late.
At 8'3". And he was just like the Alton Giant. He was in braces, and he could barely walk. And because his skeletal system cannot accommodate his 8'3", 327-pound body.
Wow.
And he's not a heavy guy.
No, I'm sure he's probably skinny almost.
He's very thin. But he weighs 327 just because of his sheer size. So they've stopped him from growing. I didn't get his name, but he looked foreign, and I'm sure he is. But they had him in this country, and doctors were looking at him. And then they mentioned that fewer than 10 people have ever been 8 feet tall, reached 8 feet. He wears a 28 shoe, as I said, weighs 327. And they said that there's a guy in Czechoslovakia who is taller than this guy, but he can't be documented and officially registered as that tall because he refuses to be measured. They say he is absolutely, they said he's absolutely taller than 8'3", but he will not let him measure him. So you can't, you know, be in the record books if you're not willing to be measured. And I don't know why.
He probably doesn't want all the attention of, with it that comes with it.
Like he doesn't get a lot of attention.
I mean,
anyway.
You know, worldwide attention.
Now, the Alton Giant, I still remember, when he died, he was 8'11".
Yeah.
All right? But he had not stopped growing. And here's the other thing. That 8'11 measurement, they said, was the last measurement taken, and that was 6 months before he passed away. He very possibly was 9 feet tall at the time he died. The Robert Wadlow. Yeah, if you folks ever find yourself with absolutely nothing to do, go Google Robert Wadlow, the Alton Giant, and pull up the facts and the stats on this guy. It's an amazing story, and I don't believe he still holds the. I mean, he still to this day is the tallest guy that's ever existed on the earth at 8'11" and whatever. Hey, this bugs me. I don't like this story at all. This bothers me. You got a guy in New Hampshire. He's 61 years old. Comes home on a Saturday night. Sees that his home is a true story. That his home has been robbed. So he sees the burglar climbing out of his neighbor's window. He's hitting two houses. He grabs a gun, yells freeze, fires a shot into the ground, and holds the crook at gunpoint till the cops come. The cops get there. They arrest the burglar, Joseph Herbert, who's 27 years old, and they arrest Dennis Fleming, the neighbor who held him at gunpoint, charging him with reckless conduct. What? Arrested for... for what?
Is charging a firearm?
No, that's not the charge. Yeah. He wasn't arrested for this. He was arrested for reckless conduct. The cops claim he shouldn't have held the guy at gunpoint. Yeah, that's right. He should have just let him go. Here's the deal. If somebody breaks into your house or you catch a criminal in the act. Now, if this guy, Joseph Herbert, had I was stupid. He waited till the cops come. But what gets me is that Mr. Fleming, and now they're calling for this county prosecutor Tom Villotti to have some common sense when this thing comes up in court and let this guy go and did not press these charges, and I agree. They not only arrested him, they seized his firearms. He had 7 rifles and a 38 caliber handgun, and they seized his weapons. Like he's a horrible criminal for stopping a guy, and is the guy responsible for him being caught. I don't know. I don't get it. Peon, I got a story for you. I found a great article about how all of these church bowling lanes are closing down. First of all, I didn't know that churches had bowling alleys in them. There were a couple of thousand churches in this country that had bowling alleys. They say the last check were down to, hold on, about 200 churches that are left with bowling alleys. I was surprised that there were even 200. I never knew this.
I think I remember in high school, because I was on the bowling team in high school, that one of the matches we had one week was in a church bowling
alley. This was a very common thing. It says that, now they're fast disappearing because nobody's interested. The younger people don't want to bowl anymore. And there's a guy, Doug Schmidt, who wrote a book called They Came to Bowl, How Milwaukee Became America's 10-Pin Capital. And it says in there that Milwaukee once had 13 churches just in Milwaukee that had their own bowling lanes. And then they go into the stories that these people tell about all the years they bowled, how sad they are that they're closing these lanes. Now, there is a there's a six-lane bowling alley operated by St. John's Catholic Club at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Kansas City. And they say it's one of the few that's prospering. They built the bowling alley below the church in 1923. And here's the part that I found interesting. Now, when I grew up, where I went to church, real strict Protestant, drinking any alcohol was bad. It was wrong. It was a sin, and if you drank alcohol, you were a sinner, and you're probably going to hell. And when I read here that they're talking about this church in Kansas City, how they have lots of events, and they offer cheap sandwiches and beer, says we're family-oriented, I can't even begin to sort of understand going to church and drinking beer in the church.
Oh, because growing up Catholic, we had our school picnics, and it was nothing but serving beer and gambling.
That's the difference between the Catholic Church and the hardcore Protestant Assembly of God Baptist people. No drinking, yet.
Miami, even money. Denver, 3-1. Arizona, 4-1. Kansas City, 6-1. Tennessee and San Francisco, 10-1. You know, personally, I don't see why Peyton Manning would want to go to Denver with a bad neck playing in freezing weather in a stadium that does not have a lid. I mean,
I don't know why he'd want to go anywhere.
Pardon me?
I don't know why he'd want to play.
He has all the money he needs.
Exactly. 35 years old.
Risking his life. Yeah. He gets hit the wrong way, breaks his neck again. Oh. TV news, Britney Spears is still trying to get more money out of Simon Cowell to judge the X Factor. Britney Spears is an idiot. I mean, doing X Factor would put her back in the public's eye. Look what American Idol has done for Jennifer Lopez. She could be like the Little Miss America darling, put out an album after the season. She should be doing this for half the money. It's a great opportunity for her.
But is not her. This is her agent.
Her agent / husband.
Exactly.
No.
And perhaps the best known scientist in the world, Stephen Hawking, is going to play himself, do at least 3 cameos in upcoming Big Bang Theory shows.
I guess I should know more about who he is. Is he a physicist or something?
He is a physicist.
I'm just not familiar with
him. He's also crippled, can't talk.
He's got ALS or something. He's in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Isn't that the movie that Russell Crowe starred in? It was about him?
It was about him.
A Beautiful Mind.
Didn't a story come out just a week or so ago that he's a big strip club goer?
He's a regular at some strip club.
Good for him.
Good for him. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know. And finally, goes by fast, doesn't it, Franco?
Well, yeah. I think you speak for everyone.
Came out of nowhere.
You know what, Frank? I really want you to watch NBC show tonight, Fashion.
I'm not going to watch that. No, I'm just not going to watch it.
And then you and your wife can watch it. Talk about the winning fashion. Say, honey, look, tomorrow I'm going to take it. We'll buy that for you.
You know what?
Oh, boy.
That is a beautiful thought.
It's a beautiful thought. Yeah. But again, that's the kind of man I am.
Well, I'll think that over. I'll let you know tomorrow.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Catherine Zeta-Jones' favorite artist, Bruce Springsteen, Celine Dion, or Guns N' Roses?
Wow, 3 totally different artists. This is a tough one. Tina, what do you think?
I'll go with Celine.
Guns N' Roses.
Celine Dion.
I think Celine is who we're supposed to go, because she was in Chicago and that kind of... So I'm going to go Springsteen.
That's why it's a Frank Opinion show. Uh-huh. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, you idiots.
Mike Evans Live Hollywood Sing.
Why am I the only smart one?
I don't know.
Did anybody
weird.
Tell me?
No. Shocking.
No, we can't figure it out.
Wow. I wouldn't have said that.
That's my team. You're still going to have a job tomorrow. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, thompsonprice.com. I got a couple of minutes here. I thought I would share something with you. There's a new app, an iPhone app. It's called Highlight. Now, check this out. If I'm reading this right, it says it lets you know when you are near someone with even the most remote social media connection to you. So in other words, if I'm in Macy's or anywhere, I'm in a shopping center, it alerts me if any of my friends are in the area.
A Twitter follower Facebook friend.
It dings and hey, Tina is 300 yards from you. No, thank you.
No,
I think who wants that?
Well, thanks a lot.
Well, I mean you. I mean, I would want to know if you're there. But my point is, what is it with people that have to be in constant touch with these other people and even want to know? I don't want other people knowing if I'm in the restaurant.
I thought that was the whole point of social networking, is just to be able to interact with people through a computer screen,
you don't
not in real
see
life.
Each other. You don't
what if
it's
someone
if
you don't
want
to see? Then you can go the other way.
Well, now, you know what? But if you didn't want to see them, you wouldn't have them in your contact list anyway. They wouldn't be on your...
They see your little blip going away from them. They keep trying to follow you.
Come back!
And it keeps going.
You're running the other direction.
He's going so fast.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, I'm looking at a picture here. A couple of days ago, USA Today did an article, a great article, on these electric cars and these hybrid cars. And it says some of the hotels are now, they've put charging sites in the parking garage. And they show a picture of a hotel in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and there's a little car, and it's plugged in. In other words, you park in the garage, and then you take your extension cord, and they have a little charging point. You know what this looks like to me? A great opportunity for some punks and thugs to come along and just pull cords. This is what I see as the biggest problem. If we get to this point where you go to a public place, let's say you're staying all night in a hotel, you plug your car in, you know there's going to be a rash of these punks cutting charging cables or just disconnecting them so that when you come out, you have no power. You know that's going to happen. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't. So we'll see. I still think we're a long way from going anywhere seeing a whole bunch of cars plugged in. I think that's a few years away. I may not live to see much of that. First Community Credit Union. This is where I bank. It's where I save money, borrow money. We write checks. We have a debit card from First Community Credit Union. I've had cashier's checks at first. Those are the only services I need. I've never done traveler's checks, I don't think. I know some people do that. I did use their notary service a couple of times. I went in and had to have something notarized. There are other services that I don't use or need, but they're there. All the services that you use or you have available to you at your bank or wherever you're banking are at First Community Credit Union. We would just like for you to fire your bank. Wherever you're banking now, tell them, nice knowing you. Thanks for the checks, thanks for whatever, but I'm going to a place where I never have to worry about whether or not I'm getting a competitive rate on the money I'm borrowing or the money I'm saving. I know the service is going to be a couple of notches better because there I'm going to be one of the owners, and I'm not one of the owners at your place. So see ya. And then you join us, and you bank where we bank. First Community Credit Union. I would also ask you, if you would, when you go in, to tell them that you're AM and the PM and how much you and we appreciate they're not only sponsoring the show, but the yard sale every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. It's a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
It's time to check in with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Kind of a crazy afternoon, that's for sure. They've just cleared a stall off the Blanchette Bridge on westbound 70. It was blocking the right lane. That has traffic jam solid from 270 through the Blanchette. It's a little bit better as further west you get. It's just slow now between 79 and T.R. Hughes. They've cleared that accident on north and southbound 55 near M. Now, northbound 55 is still running a little bit heavy between Peabody and M. Let's see, westbound 40 just after the Science Center. There was a stalled vehicle blocking the left center lane, and that had traffic jammed up to about Grand, and then it's slow again from McKnight out through Mason and from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they will help you buy it back and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cash back offer. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I love watching those home improvement shows, and they always show the homeowner installing hardwood floors. Why? It's inexpensive, the homeowner can do it themselves, and it adds great value to the home. Are you looking to install hardwood floors? Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the first place to go. Direct from the factory, St. Louis-owned, St. Louis-operated Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have three locations, in Manchester, St. Peter's, and in Crestwood. They've got a great selection of colors and styles. If you can dream it, they can get it. Now, have you ever installed a hardwood floor? That's okay. Don't worry. They have installation classes and tool rentals. They'll show you everything you need to know. If you don't want to do it yourself, that's okay. They'll find a qualified installer for you. Either way, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors will save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com for new hardwood floors direct from the factory. It's Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
It's March Madness, and the Mizzou Tigers made it to the big dance as the number two seed.
Bang! He buries it. Missouri takes a 20-19 lead.
This Friday, the Tigers take on Norfolk State. Coverage begins at 3 with a tip-off at 3:40.
And Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
To keep up to date on tip-off times or anything Tiger-related, simply text Mizzou to 84126. The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal. Anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and locally operated, been changing the lives of everyone in St. Louis for 20 years. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. They can transform your home. Master bedroom closets, laundry rooms, home offices, even pantries. Everyone at St. Louis Closet Company is amazing. From the designers to the installers, St. Louis Closet Company will come in, measure your closet, and within an hour, have a design and a price ready for you. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Call them about their spring special.
Going once, twice, three times, bidding is over. Thank you, Mike, for the $1,500. You're going to join us for an hour in the studio. I will be in touch with you. Thank you again. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550. KTRS, St. Louis Talk.